Hello and welcome to the Growing Happy Families podcast, where we aim to help you clarify your goals for your family, understand what makes your family members tick, and work out what helps you to get along better. This podcast is in no way an expert directive on how you should be parenting your children. After all, you are the experts on your family. But it is my sincere hope that you might hear something that helps you feel supported and understood as you go about the business of raising your next generation. My name is Kim Leone, and I'm here today talking with my lovely co-host and pal, Mari Perks.
We are.
So, Kim, so this is our first podcast, and you are going to tell us a little bit about, well, basically to start with, why a podcast called Growing Happy Families?
Well, I, as you know, but probably listeners won't know, I have been doing family work, parenting work since probably 2000, so quite a long time. And I came to it because I had a young family at the time, and although I had other children, when I got to the third one, I sort of thought, you know what, I think there's something that I could be doing differently, and found this parenting workshop that was going on, and really discovered that it was something about me that I needed to do, rather than something about me trying to do with the children to make them different. And that kind of started a real journey off for me. And through the 20 years that I've been practicing as a parent educator, which is what I do, I run workshops for parents. I think a podcast came up when we started having conversations, and between us kind of realised that there was a lot that we could put out and hopefully would be useful to other people. And a podcast is a really great way of doing that, especially in lockdown when we couldn't meet up. And I suppose that's where the idea kind of grew out of, this kind of idea of, well, we're in our rooms in various different parts of the country, and we have a recording machine and a way of recording whatever we want to talk about, but let's just look at what we can do that would be helpful for other people in lockdown, perhaps, because it's been a really difficult time. So that's podcasting. That was,
yes, really. Yeah, and you kind of almost answered what would be my next question about, and I know we had had conversations beforehand about the why now. And I guess for me that's something to do with our journey as well, but if somebody says it, so Kim, why now, why a podcast now at this time?
Well, I guess it has been milling around in the back of my head. So I'm also a counsellor, therapist, and I work one-to-one with people a lot of the time, and don't get me wrong, that is really, really important work and I love doing it, but I was kind of looking for a way that I can help or put out stuff more, more widely. Not that I think it is the way that people should be doing parenting, but it sort of seems to me that there's a lot of need for people, especially now. There seems to be a lot of anxiety about, am I good enough? Am I doing it right? You know, what would other people think? And so it felt really important to kind of try and get it out, get something out there that will enable people to start thinking, that's a different way of thinking about parenting, or that's a different way about approaching this bit of it. And maybe I can, maybe the way I am doing it needs to tweak, or maybe the way I'm doing it is actually just right for me. And so I wanted to bring that out to a wider audience. And so now, because when we went into lockdown in March, that suddenly seemed to close everything down in such a lot of ways. Obviously, You know, we weren't allowed to go out. We couldn't mix with other people. There was all sorts of talk and reports on the news about domestic violence going up and children in need being, you know, kind of really at risk. And it seemed like there was a lot of parents in need as well. Mm. And so that really got me thinking. So now, because it's taken me since March to kind of get some more ideas together, or get the ideas together and have a conversation with you, which has enabled it to grow into something that feels really, really important to put out there. So now, also because it looks like coronavirus isn't going to go away next week, or even possibly next month or next year, who knows? So rather than sit there and wait for things to go back to normal, I thought, why not? Let's do it. Let's put a podcast out and see what happens. And if it helps a few people, I will be very, very happy.
Yeah. I think what's really interesting, what I know that people will find out about you, is that you're actually quite passionate about this subject.
Definitely.
And what I picked up in one of the things you said there earlier is that, if I heard it right, is that in a way what you're saying to people is that if, as adults, parents, and I would even hazard helpful to people caring for children or teaching or whatever, that it's about the adults looking at the way that they interact with children, the way that they parent them or teach them. Yeah. And I'm particularly interested because I know people who are in the gentle parenting movement, and that has echoes and resonates a little bit about the what I've heard from you in the conversations that we've had. And so it's really, I wondered if you could kind of expand a little bit about why this subject, what is it of all the things that I know that you do, this is the one that you really want to get out there in a podcast?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, as I say, it goes back to, you know, when I was a kid, I was parented one way by my parents. Well, I guess it wasn't even one way, because my mum and my dad had very different cultural backgrounds. We came from a mixed race family. So there were very big differences in how we were parented, because they each had their different models. And I think this is something that's really come to mind as I've grown up as a parent educator. That, and my grandmother, or my mother's sort of mother, lived with us for a very long time when we were little. And so there was a third mother parent kind of model in the house. And I think that A, made for mixed messages a bit for us as children, but it just made me think, even as a little person, you know, there must be an easier way of doing this that doesn't involve, you know, being told off, punishment, being what felt to me like being kind of rejected and pushed out and not belonging in that family. So my sense as I grew up was always the need to belong was really, really important. And when I started my training in counselling and therapy, it was within the Adlerian psychology movement. And Alfred Adler, was one of his big things was, we all, as adults, children, whoever, we all live in a social world and we all need to belong. We need to feel like we are part of that world and that we are accepted and, you know, within that framework. And it feels soul crushing, actually, to not be connected to other people. And so bringing that back to lockdown, as we use the word social distancing, and that to me it's awful, because it's cutting us all off from that connection that we really need. And for children, I think that's crucial. It's so crucial to how they learn to be in the world and to be adults as well. So the model that the little ones are getting at the moment is very fractured and very confused and very uncertain. And that makes for people who are anxious. It makes us all feel anxious, grown-ups as well. So I don't know if that answers your question fully, but
I think it does to a degree. And actually, what came out of that is something we were talking about earlier, is the word encouragement, as well as being connected. Yeah. And I think, kind of paraphrasing what you said to me, and maybe you could enlarge on it, is that it only takes a little bit of encouragement from a person each day for a child to feel encouraged in spite of anything else that might go on. Yeah. But by the same token, that it only takes one word of discouragement for a child to feel crushed and overwhelmed and discouraged.
Yeah.
At least for that one day.
Yeah.
And I guess that kind of broadens it out, that we're not just talking about the parents again, we're talking about grandparents, we're talking about the wider family and wider society. So sure. I guess this growing happy families isn't, that phrase comes to mind, that it takes a village to raise a child. Yes,
I love that. I love that.
And I wondered whether that kind of windy question gives you an opportunity to speak on encouragement and the wider family.
Yeah, it really does, because I think that phrase, I do really love that phrase, it takes a village, because it is, we are all a part of and joined up within, and families need that support of others around them in order to have the resilience and the, you know, the resources to help bring up their children in the way that makes it good for the children, not good as in, oh, we had lots of toys and all that kind of stuff, but that we felt secure, that we felt safe, and that we belonged, and that we had a value within the community, that we were wanted and loved and cared for. I think that's so important. And encouragement is part of that. In Adlerian psychology, we use encouragement in a very specific way, which I'm sure we will spend some time talking about, Mari. But I think in terms of what you're saying, you know, what you're asking me, the question is, encouragement is about giving courage, not I'm going to jump on my big white charger and wear my armour and go off and fight dragons, although perhaps one day we will. That is, you know, it's everyday courage. It's the kind where you get up out of bed and you brush your hair and wash your teeth and go to work. And that everyday stuff that we just need to be able to get up and face the world. And it can be really difficult when things are hard. And for small children, especially, because they don't have all the experience to understand and make sense of the world as we now find ourselves in. And so encouragement just drip feeds that little bit of courage, the bit that lets them get up every morning. And the same can be said for grown-ups as well. And whether that be a parent directly or, you know, teachers at school, what a massive job they have in trying to kind of extend what parents do in the classroom and in the school environment, especially now when they probably have more contact with the children in a way than we possibly do at home in some ways, you know, and a really, really important role. So encouragement is just a way of helping each other, holding each other up, you know, and giving us resources to carry on for today, get through today, get through tomorrow. So it's not all bells and whistles and, you know, trumpets and ticker tape, but it's not that kind of encouragement. It's much more low key and meaningful, if I could be so bold as to say.
Yeah, I think so. So I've heard encouragement, connectedness, and value. What I'm aware of sometimes, and I'll talk later about my work, is that sometimes we can be involved in parenting children by encouraging the parents of their children. Yeah. So I'm sure, I mean, I'm of a an older generation. I certainly remember as a young parent, people offering to smack my child for me, as if I'm not going to do it, I'm certainly not going to give away that privilege to somebody else. So what will you be talking as well, maybe about how as a society we can support and encourage parents and give them courage to be, I don't like to say good parents to their children, effective parents.
I think the children
they're raising.
Yeah. I mean, it would be very much my hope that we can help within our conversations, that we open things up. I don't, and I think I said this in my kind of introduction at the very beginning of the podcast, but I don't want to be thought of as the expert who says what I must do, you know, people should do or must do. I just want to be able to air some ideas that will maybe enable people, A, to see where they're going well and things are, you know, and things are really good. And then to also offer encouragement where things are a bit of a struggle and offer also a few alternatives, maybe to different ways of looking at things, reframing things, thinking about them, just so that people can go, okay, let's try this instead. Let's try this other thing and see how it goes, because it would make me feel better. And therefore, hopefully I can, you know, use it to make it better for the kids too. That would be my sincere hope.
Yeah. And I think I get a sense of not just that you've read the books and done the studying, but actually you're talking from life experience, you know, that you have, as a child, you've noticed, and again, I've experienced Adlerian training as well, and he's very much about, you know, looking back at childhood with people and saying, so what was your experience of being parented, and how does that affect you in being a parent now? So I think that, for me, that's really valuable, that I and of course I do know you better, so I have the privilege of knowing bits that other people don't know yet, but knowing that you're not just speaking from books and PowerPoints and things, but you're speaking, and you've also mentioned raising your own children and how the little light went on and said, oh, actually, do you know, I'm curious about how I might do this differently.
I certainly did. You know, and I made my fair share of mistakes as well. I'm certainly not going to say I'm an expert from that point of view either, because it was really, you know, in the trenches kind of work, you know, working in progress, seeing what went on, making mistakes and going, well, that worked really well, didn't it? No, let's try it somehow differently. I worked with my children, and I think, you know, despite the fact that probably, you know, the elder ones missed out a bit because the younger one was, you know, she was only a baby when I learnt about all this. So she was kind of my little experiment, I guess, in some ways. But I think it did help me to parent the older ones better as well. We'd have to ask them, I suppose. But it also meant that when I went out as a parent educator, I was not just talking from the books and from the theory. I had actually seen these things in real life and was able to encourage those people to use it in real life and get feedback. So we kind of worked on it together as a team, and there's the village. There's that.
There is. But I also love, actually, and we are just kind of pulling to a close on this section. But I like the fact that you said in different phrases, but I'd like to bring it in a sentence. I'm not the expert. I'm still a work in progress.
Absolutely. I don't think that will ever change.
No, still learning.
Yeah.
Always something new to learn. But,
absolutely.
But also very generous in sharing your received wisdom and what you've picked up along the way.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. I feel like it is just such an important thing to get out there, you know, and if it helps people, then it's a really important thing to do, to give other people hope. That's something that I, as one of my values, I suppose, is that I hold hope. I call it holding hope for people who are really suffering challenges and really struggling to make sense of the world. And holding the hope is the way I do that, both for parents and for clients, you know, one-to-one. But to be able to get through a difficult challenge is, I sometimes think we need help. We can't do it all alone. So that's what I hope this podcast will be another way of doing, really, is kind of giving some hope out there to people.
So. Well, thank you for that introduction today. And I, for one, am really looking forward to the next instalment to find out a little bit more about growing happy families. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. And thanks for being my partner in all this. It's going to be, you know, I think enriched by the fact that we're doing it as it's more of a village feel than I'm going to stand up and get on my soapbox kind of thing. So thank you as well. And look forward to next time.
Oh, pleasure.
Okay, so that's it today. Thanks for listening. We hope it's given you some thoughts and ideas to help you growing your happy family, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks to Mari for co-hosting. Mari's got a podcast as well called Intentional Conversations about counselling and therapy. And thank you to Mick Parks for the musical contributions that are on here too. If you'd like to know more about the ways we could work together, or you'd like to give us feedback about the podcast or suggestions for future episodes, please go to our website at heartfeltthinking.com. And my name is Kim Leone, and this has been the Growing Happy Families podcast, where we aim to help you clarify your goals for your family, understand what makes your family members tick, and work out what helps you to get along better. See you soon.